Hello, and welcome to New Consciousness, New World. My name is Esperanza Ray, and I was commuted to our show, again, New Consciousness, New World. Last week, we were talking about, 2012 and all that that involves. So I'd like to briefly talk to you about my book, Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, The Real Secret of the End of Time, Ascension into the Fifth Dimension. And I'm going to read to you briefly the back part of the book, which gives you a little bit of a description of the book. The current events and those in the future do not signify the end of the world, nor are they a punishment from God. They do, however, represent the end of time. Most important, they symbolize the end of the world as we know and understand it. This book provides a message of hope for the dramatic period of darkness that is upon us, and a view into the future as New Terra ascends into the fifth dimension. It depicts a vision of the world where heaven on earth is a reality. These cycles of time have been announced for centuries in revelations of the Bible, the Mayan calendar, and in the oral traditions of most known cultures. While history repeats itself, this is the last age of illusion, which means our evolution into a new level of humanity. So if you're interested in purchasing the book, you're welcome to find it on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. All you have to do is do a search online for Hope Reigns Beyond 2012, The Real Secret of the End of Time, of time and Ascension into the Fifth Dimension of New Terra. The book is available in hard, soft, electronic version for your convenience. And, you know, you're welcome to follow along, if you do have the book, to follow along in the radio show. Currently, we are talking about Section 3 because the book is written in reverse chronological order. So I, for the purpose of the radio show, we're actually working on the more recent past, the present, and the very near future. And that is part of Section 3 of the book, The Point of No Return. That's what we have been discussing in our last show. And we will continue to do so. You're welcome to provide input through the blog at researchcia.com, which is the website for Research Center for Inner Awareness. The purpose is to help humanity to ascend to its next level of consciousness, a new consciousness, new world. So this is Section 3 of the book, The Point of No Return, and we left off basically talking about Metatron, which is one of the beings of light, I should say. He is actually the voice of God, and he basically was the one who provided several of the main visions that make up this book, really. And that's what we're going to be continuing to discuss today. So, again, if you have any questions, comments, or concerns about what we're talking about, feel free to go to researchcia.com in the community section. There is a blog, and you're welcome to ask questions, provide input, comments, and so on, anything that you find that's relevant or that you would like to discuss in the future, feel free to go to these places and provide that information. I also believe that BBS Radio, which is where we're hosting this show from, also provides a blog where you can also input your information. And for those of you who may not have access to the program on a regular basis because of work or other things that keep you busy, you're welcome to become registered with BBS, and you can listen to the shows on the archive. And so the shows are basically recorded, and you can listen to them at any time, or you can listen to as many shows as you like. You can listen to us, New Consciousness, New World, or you can listen to a series of other shows by a simple subscription that's only a few dollars a month. So you can also do that as well. All right, so let us go ahead and continue. Like I said, this show is really intended to be about you. And how we as an organization that is promoting new consciousness, new world, can assist in your process of spiritual search, spiritual enlightenment, spiritual evolution. So let us continue where we left off. We left off where Metatron basically explains that now is the time to start training, developing our intuition, and awakening the power within. Now is the time to determine where you want to be. Now is the time to choose what your focus will be. Start cleaning house and let go of fear. We had talked about some of the, you know, basically 2012 does not mean, like I said, it does not mean the end of the world. It does not mean the end of humanity. It just means a process of change and transformation where through meditation and a variety of techniques, we can learn to find balance. And most important, what we can learn is to connect to spirit, to connect to the source. We have been led to believe that we are separate from God in a way, that he is a distant being that does not get involved in our life. That is a fallacy, and nothing could be further from the truth. God is constantly with us. He is constantly talking, communicating, listening to us, interacting with us in one way or another, through other people, through nature, through our own inner talk, through our state of being. And I can tell you that he is definitely a very active participants in our life. But the problem is not whether God is distant. The problem is whether we are aware of our connection to God, to spirit. Are we really connected to who and what we truly are? Because oftentimes, and, you know, I raise my hand up too. I've been doing this myself many times where I find myself a little bit lost and a little bit distant, and I really don't interact, I don't develop my relationship every single day with spirit as I should. So when I do connect with spirit, I find that my life is much more flowing, much more fluid, much more relaxed, much more peaceful and balanced. And that's what the focus of all of this is going to be, to help us to develop that connection, that consistency and persistence, so that we can become more attuned to spirit, and most importantly, to ourselves, to our true desires. Because I'm just like anyone else, distracted by all the noise, all the information that's out there. And it's really interesting, and I don't know if some of you are familiar with Anthony Robinson, but he's a person that I admire greatly. He's a great speaker, motivational speaker, and I believe very spiritual person as well. And he mentions how if you want to find yourself to some degree, turn your phone off, turn your text messaging off, because those are a lot of times distractions. We focus our world in multitasking, and we forget about the most important thing that feeds, nurtures, and heals us, and that is our ability to connect with ourselves, to understand who we truly are, what we are about, and then we find ourselves lost in what our environment, what our world wants us to be lost in, whether we get caught up in television, the media, our friends, Facebook, and Google, or whatever we want to do, whether it be on our computers, whether we be on television, whether we be out having fun, drinking or stuff like that, we find ourselves lost and we forget to connect with spirit. And that's something that it happens to the best of us. But that's the most important thing in finding our true self. Now, when we do this, when we do this work, when we connect to spirit, we develop our intuition, our ability to connect to God, to spirit, to the angels. Everything else is a result of this ability. Whatever other gifts we have are a result of being able to connect with spirit, with God, with our higher self. And by doing so, we are able to make our lives more fulfilling because we recognize what we really truly want in life and what truly makes us happy. It's not about material things, although we work hard to achieve those things as well. And there's nothing wrong with working to achieve a better life. There's nothing wrong with that. The only question that I need to ask myself is that taking me away from myself? Is that distracting me? Or is that preventing me from to connect to the most important thing that exists? That is my inner higher self, and through my inner higher self to God, to Spirit. There is a lot of misinformation out there today. And this is one of the reasons I mentioned that we do need to start cleaning house and let go of fears. A lot of times, through the misinformation of books, CDs, television, even radio, and other media forms, we get distracted and we're misled. But most of the information that we receive through these forms of communication is only true in about 25%. The rest of it is all misinformation. The rest of it is intended to distract us. To be attentive to what you are focused on, be selective of what you listen to, what we watch, what we read. This is very important, because if we waste our time, and time is so precious nowadays, in things that are not of value, that are not of service to us, to what you want to accomplish, to your goals, to your life, to happiness, to joy, to freedom, to free will, to the ability to express yourself, then it is not of being of service to us. And that's what we want to get away from. There's so much negative conditioning in the programming and the things we watch. The intent is to decide and determine to control what and how we think and act. And that's where the misinformation comes in. You know, there are so many ads on television. There are so many misguidance. Even the television, the movies we watch are misleading. They provide contradictory information that can lead us to believe that this lifestyle, that this way of thinking is correct and it's okay, and it's not. There are some shows that basically promote lack of family values, that promote promiscuity and all kinds of lying, being mean to others, being cruel and offensive. As a matter of fact, that is becoming a major challenge in schools today, lack of respect and a lack of understanding that of other people's privacy, where your privacy ends and someone else's begins. There's a lack of values, and oftentimes, although this may sound cliche, of morality and respect and of honesty between people, even in relationships. Young people are taught that it's okay to do things that are not okay, to abuse other people, to mistreat and misunderstand and even create vicious gossip and invent and lie about other people, as long as you get a kick or as long as you feel you're superior to others. The ability to put others down as opposed to being positive about yourself and being positive about others. This only shows really a lack of self-confidence, a lack of respect for yourself, which is very prevalent with our time. And this is something that we need to address and something we need to work on. There's a need for your own connection to Spirit to discern the truth that is within you, because this is not a gift just for some. This is a gift that we all have. Why do some people, the question I hear sometimes is, why do some people have the gifts of Spirit, the gifts of healing, the gifts of forgiveness, the gifts of moving mountains, per se? You know, Jesus was able to walk on water, and in the Bible he also says, these and greater things you shall do. And then there's Buddha, who had an incredible example of what he could accomplish through meditation, through, you know, contemplation. All these people that are wonderful masters And what they've accomplished is all through their connection to higher self, to spirit, to God, to the consciousness of a higher being, a higher existence. And some of these people, the reason they have these gifts is because they chose to work these abilities, to learn a skill, to develop a relationship with themselves as well as with spirit. You, as a being of light, have these gifts, and have no doubt that you are a being of light. You are created in God's image. You were created by the divine, so you are a being of light. You are a being created by the divine source. And therefore, these gifts were given to everyone. The difference is that some people choose to develop them, and some people choose to develop other things. And in order to accomplish this, the key to unlocking this connection is through your mind, the ability to control your thoughts, to bring the positive into your world, is what's going to determine how fulfilled you are, and how fulfilled you feel in your life. So we're going to keep going and talking about this. And as I mentioned before in our previous show, you know, the purpose of this show is not just to talk about things, but to also show you techniques that you can apply on a regular basis to connect, to manifest things in your life. And one of the techniques we're going to be using today is one of the techniques for manifesting. And it's going to be a little more involved than our last technique where we showed you how to go to level and how to teach your body what it feels like to be in a relaxed, balanced state, how to connect to the alpha state, so that you can be in a state of perfect vibration. And when you do that, your body attunes to that vibration and regenerates and heals itself. And that's why people who meditate actually look 5, 10, 15 years younger, some in some cases 20 years younger, because they regenerate their bodies, they regenerate, they nurture their souls, and they reestablish and reinforce their energy, and they create a power of source, our source factor for themselves, where they can go to find balance and regeneration and healing, and also, most important, peace of mind. So let us continue with this. Like I said, most of the information you receive through the media and through other sources is, I would say, a 25% true, and this is what basically the angels and the beings of light have indicated. The rest of it is misinformation. Be attentive what you are focused on. Be selective of what you listen to, watch, and read. There's so much negativity, conditioning, and programming. The intent is to decide, determine, and control what and how you think and act. Not to react, but to respond. A great example of this is your ads, the radio, television, things you hear on your media communication. Some of them are right outrageous. God is kept out of the equation as sex, abortion, bisexuality, promiscuity, alcohol, drugs, horror, crimes, and abuse are considered entertainment. This is definitely damaging to anyone. It may not seem that way, but it is. It may seem harmless, but it's not. You are conditioned to associate feelings of pleasure with the wrong things in life. Cigarettes that kill you, alcohol and drugs that cause you to lose control, and guess what? And strip you of your free will. Now, this is the key, free will. I want you to remember this word because we're going to be touching on it quite frequently throughout the program, not just today, but as we continue through the next shows. Free will. Why is this word so important? Very simple. It is through free will that we determine our existence. It is through free will that we can choose which way our life goes. This is a gift given to every human being. This is a gift given to us by God, by Spirit. And this gift cannot be taken away unless you and I choose to give it away by fear or through fear or by coercion, manipulation, and also by use of alcohol and drugs and other things that lead you into doing things that may not be okay with you. At first, they may seem, insignificant actions, but in reality, they are very harmful because it is through your expression, through your actions, through your words, that you really defile your soul, your energy vibration, and you degrade it. In the same manner, it is through your actions, your words, that you can uplift yourself and others. And that is going to be our goal and our focus. This is true today. So much television that devalue good, healthy, truthful, honest relationships. Instead, the opposite is promoted. Not everything, but in many things. Now, there are out there a few great, wonderful, healthy movies and even some healthy programs. You just have to search for them and find them. For example, BBC is a great example of providing good, healthy, healing, spiritual information. And there are other organizations out there that do the same. I'm sure you're familiar with some. And that is what you need to focus on. It is finding those organizations to help to provide the support you need through these times that we're going to find very challenging. And it is these things that interfere with free will. That is kind of a red flag for me. Whenever something interferes with free will, whenever something tries to manipulate you into acting in favor of something that you may not normally be in favor of, that is manipulation, coercion, or even forcefulness. So we're going to work on how finding ways to prevent that from happening, finding ways on how we can maintain this connection to our free will, to our true self. Alcohol and drugs are a great evil and leave you open to indirect or direct possession from demons and dark entities. Yes, I know this is hard to believe, but it is true. I have seen it, and I have experienced, well, not maybe possession, but I have experienced it in others. That's part of the work that we do at Research Center for Inner Awareness, researchcia.com. We have worked with entities or fallen energies that can, basically possess and take away your free will. Now, usually there's a process for this, and there are different levels of possession. You basically have to open yourself up, but sometimes we do so unknowingly, like, for example, playing the Ouija board. Now, some of you find that interesting, and I have to say, I dabbled with that in high school. I played with it. I didn't know what I was doing at the time. Nobody told me what a Ouija board was and what the purpose of it was. What I can tell you is I was very quickly told by spirit not to touch those things again because they open you up to the wrong things. They open you up to things that you have no control over. And trust me, the result can be extremely damaging and extremely painful. Even though at first it may not seem so, even though at first it might seem cool. And even though out there in the media, it does tell you that, wow, this can be interesting and cool. From what I have seen and happened to others, I would not classify that as cool. It is extremely dangerous and extremely harmful, and people do get possessed. How does it happen with alcohol and drugs? Well, this is very simple. When you drink, you have a drink or two, that's not a big deal. It's not a big problem. However, when you get really, you drink a lot of drinks and you begin to lose yourself, and that's a lot of people do that precisely because they want to calm down, they want to relax, they want to be able to not feel stressed out, So they use it as a way of calming themselves and finding balance. But in reality, it does everything but help you to find balance, because you need to get really drunk to be able to do some of the stupid things you do when you're drunk. And at first look, you may think, oh, it's fun, you know, you're doing silly things. And at first it may be very, very innocent. But as time passes on, your soul or your energy part, that part of you, which is spirit, which is energy vibration, alcohol reduces your energy vibration in the body. And it reaches a point such that the spirit can no longer maintain itself within that vibration. So it goes out. Now, the spirit is still connected to the body through the silver cord, as they call it, which is limitless. However, through fear or through stress or trauma, this cord can be broken. If that were to happen, you basically can die. And that's why sometimes people die of overdoses, and some people die because of overindulging themselves in alcohol. If there's too much alcohol in the body, you can actually sever the connection between your silver cord and your body, so that your spirit or higher self is completely disconnected, and that usually is pretty much permanent. The other way it happens is that the energy vibration, without disconnecting from the cord, the energy body floats above the physical body. And that is why a lot of people have hallucinations. They see strange things, because in reality, their energy body is able to perceive things at this level that the human body normally would not be capable of perceiving. Also, your physical body, without the direction of spirit, is kind of left wobbling. And that's why people who are drunk and often on drugs, oftentimes, cannot keep themselves right up, because they are missing that connection, that direction, and that guidance from spirit that allows you to act in a normal manner. Again, this is absolute lack of free will, because you're acting under the influence of a substance. You're not acting on the real influence and direction of your true self. And again, this is a loss of free will. During this time, when your energy body is disconnected or out of body, per se, an entity could come in, step in, and take over the body. Now, usually you have had to allow this in some form, and by drinking, you are, in a way, putting yourself in a position to do that. But usually there's a certain level of permission that you have to give. And sometimes it's a gradual process. Now, my understanding is there are three levels of possession. The first level of possession is basically manipulation of a person through another person. So how this works is the entity, through the influence, it is able to perform over another person or execute over another person, tries to manipulate you when someone tries to coerce you into doing something that you do not wish to do, doing things to hurt someone or doing things that are not in accordance with your values or your belief systems or with your culture or the environment you're used to living in. That's a form of trying to possess you. You could say it's the first step. As soon as the entity or being that is trying to possess your body has accomplished some kind of manipulation of you, then it directly passes from the other person to you and directly manipulates you. Still not possessing you directly, not coming into your body, but nonetheless, through thoughts, through images, through feeling of depression, through feeling of desperation, through feeling of inadequacy or insignificance on your part, creating those thoughts in your mind, putting those thoughts in your mind, they bring you down to either drinking, doing drugs, or even basically doing harming other people, damaging, abusing, or manipulating other people to do things that they're not supposed to. That's the second step in the possession realm. The last and third step is actually when, in some way, you have given permission by, you know, when you allow yourself to be manipulated, you are basically going along, giving away your free will to this entity. And at some point, when your energy vibration is weak enough, the entity takes over your body, and this is when it steps into your body and actually possesses you and controls you directly. And in this level, a lot of people have no awareness of some of the things they do. The energy can choose to remain within, a certain level of time. I've seen people that have had this experience, and with a period of time, can be over several years, the change in the energy vibration can be such a trauma on the body that the body will eventually end up dying if the entity is not eliminated. And this is basically what the entity wants. The entity wants to feed off of the energy in your body. And during this time, believe it or not, the fallen hierarchies are extremely proactive in trying to prevent us from ascending to the next level of human consciousness. For them, it's more convenient to have us trapped and enslaved so that they can take advantage of our minds, our bodies, and our energy and the power that comes from them, because they do not know how to access the energy of the source. But we can learn to do that, and that's one of the other things we'll be learning in this program. All right. So now that we've discussed a little bit about what possession is and how it infects us and how it is involved in the 2012 scenario, we will continue to, we're going to go ahead and in a couple of minutes take a break and continue with a meditation intended for manifesting. I will explain to you first what the meditation is about, and then we will actually proceed to perform the meditation. So let us just finish off right now. I want to emphasize that we are responsible, and it is very serious. More importantly, interfering with free will deprives you of who you are. You are responsible for your reality. Whatever your focus, your attention, or heightens your energy if that is positive. However, it degrades your energy if that is not positive. If you know what that really, but in order to heighten your energy, you really know, have to understand what really empowers you, and that the what you're trying to manifest in your life is your true reality, not what the media tells you, not what your friends tell you, not what your environment tells you, but what you know in your heart to be true. And it is through the heart that you communicate with spirit. So think about this. See what other things you might have to ask about our program, and we will be happy to respond to this in our blog. You're welcome to go to Research CIA, the community section, consciousness blog, and ask any questions that you would like about this program or anything else of a similar nature. And we'll continue with the program and how we can keep things straight, how we can connect with what is the best of us, spirit within, how to show you how to work with that on our next show. All right? So let's take a break, and we'll be right back. Well, hello, and welcome back to New Consciousness, New World. Again, this is Esperanza Ray. And for those of you who have joined us, this is the second part of the show where we're going to actually be teaching you a meditation technique for manifesting. And hopefully the most important thing is when manifesting is keeping in touch with what truly is important to us, that what we focus on is not conditioned by the environment we're in, but more conditioned by our needs, our true spiritual, mental, and physical needs in a positive manner so that we can really fulfill those needs and accomplish what we want. The meditation that we're going to be doing today is very simple. We're going to be going again to the alpha state like we did last week. And I'm going to repeat for those of you who were not with us last week I'm going to repeat briefly the relaxation process because it's always good to do a relaxation before you proceed to do any other kind of meditation. That helps the body to tune in and to relax and soothe, regenerate, and heal itself. The second part of the exercise is going to be actually projecting yourself. And basically, I'm going to ask you to project yourself into, you will see a tunnel. And in that tunnel, you're going to have a gatekeeper, basically. And this gatekeeper is a beam of light that basically controls and works with you in this tunnel. The tunnel is going to be made out of clouds, and as the beam circles his finger, the tunnel will be created, and we're going to go into this tunnel, which transcends space-time. Through the transition of space-time, a beam of light will stop at a specific point when you set your intent, and by doing so, you will be projected into the future based on the goals that you are trying to achieve. So I'm going to give you an example briefly of what one goal could be. Let's say you are trying to get a job that would mean a great promotion for you. And so you set the intent of meeting yourself in the future when you have achieved that specific promotion. Now, sometimes we think that a specific promotion is the best for us, and sometimes it's not. So my recommendation is to use this technique, one, to project yourself and to see the outcome of that result, that goal you want to accomplish, and two, for example, let's say you want to be a supervisor in your current job, and that may be anything from working at a bank to doing some cool like graphic designing or being a systems engineer or even let's say one of the best healers or a very advanced spiritual person and so on and so on. So let's say you want to see yourself, I'll take the spiritual example because it's more in relation to the program that we're doing. So let's say you wanted to be an outstanding healer. So you would project yourself into a time in the future where you have achieved that and you're an extremely successful healer. As a matter of fact, you could say you're one of the most appreciated and sought after healers in the planet. So, and you maybe even go as far as being very, very sought after worldwide, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. Another thing you could be also interested in financial freedom. There's a lot of people who have lost their jobs and find themselves with no job opportunities. So imagine what's your ideal job and be detailed about it. How much would you want to be earning? What would you want to be doing exactly? And though it may be something that seems totally unrealistic, it's okay because guess what? You're going to be connecting with that person, that part of yourself who has achieved that. So you have already accomplished it. And then you can see what the outcome is of that result. For example, there was a gentleman who had no knowledge or skills of painting. And he just decided that he wanted to be a great painter. So he manifested or applied this technique of manifestation and projected himself into a future where he was one of the best artists, or he had achieved renowned fame as an artist. And when he accomplished that, basically he observed himself in the future having achieved that and how what he was like. And then he talks to that advanced part of himself, that future self, and finds out what he needs to bring back into the here and now to do exactly that. And you know what? This person has paintings in several museums in the world, as well as, become a very recognized, famous artist. And this is something that anybody can accomplish, anybody can do. So you can do the same, and this is a technique we're going to be learning today. All right, so let's take a deep breath. And as you exhale, release all tensions and ligament pressures from any part of the body. Now, your feet need to be flat on the floor, preferably, or in half lotus position. Then your hands on your lap, relaxed. Take a deep breath. And as you inhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number one 3 times. Take another deep breath, slowly inhaling. And as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 2 3 times. Take another deep breath, and as you exhale, mentally repeat and visualize the number 1 3 times. You are now at the alpha state, a perfect level of being. Here you find yourself in perfect vibration, perfect balance, and perfect harmony, where your body is being regenerated and healed during this process. To go into a deeper, more relaxed level of mind, visualize a beam of blue and white light at the top of your scalp. You'll feel a tingling sensation, a feeling of warmth caused by circulation, which indicates that your scalp is completely relaxed. Relax. Feel the sensation move down to your forehead, relaxing, soothing, and healing. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down to your eyes and eyelids, relaxing, soothing, and healing. Now feel the beam of blue and white light move down your cheeks and the rest of your face, relaxing, soothing, healing this part of your body. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down your neck and shoulders, relaxing, soothing, healing. Feel as if gentle hands are massaging your neck and shoulders, relaxing, soothing, healing, releasing all stress. Relax. Feel the beam of blue and white light moving down your upper arms, elbows, lower arms, through the wrists, into the hands, all the way to the tips of your fingers, relaxing, soothing, healing. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down your upper chest and upper back, relaxing, soothing, healing. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down to your stomach area and middle back, relaxing, soothing, healing this part of the body. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down to your abdominal area and lower back, relaxing, soothing, healing. Feel the beam of blue and white light move down your thighs, knees, calves, ankles, through the feet, into your toes, relaxing, soothing, and healing this part of your body. It is a wonderful feeling to be completely relaxed, a healthier state of being. Now, at the count of 3, I'm going to ask you to project yourself to your ideal place of relaxation. This can be a place where you have been to relax and enjoy yourself, or a place that just comes up into mind. It may not even be a real place that you've been to, but just allow your mind to guide you. So at the count of 3, I will snap my fingers, and you will project yourself to your ideal place of relaxation. This can be at the seashore, can be at the top of a mountain, can be in the woods, in the forest, anywhere you feel peaceful, calm, balanced, and drawn to. One, two, three. You are now at your ideal place of relaxation. Take a moment to notice your surroundings. Are there trees? Is there grass? Water nearby? Are there flowers? Is the sun warm? Is there a slight breeze? What are the smells you're smelling? Touch the things around you and connect to the environment through all of your senses, through all the senses at a mental level. These are your intuitive senses. Allow them to provide you feedback and insight into your place of relaxation. Relax. Now, at the count of three, in front of you will present a gatekeeper or a tunnel, time-traveling keeper. One, two, three. You have now the time traveler in front of you. Before you step into the tunnel, which he is now, his fingers turning and creating clouds that move into a larger, larger circle, creating a tunnel large enough for you to step in. Set the intent for a moment. Take a moment to set your intent of what goal you want to achieve. What do you want to manifest in your life now? And remember that the time frame and the person you're going to visit in this time traveling exercise and this ability to manifest is yourself in the future that has already accomplished this goal or intent. So again, take a moment. What is your greatest desire? If you could choose anything, what would you want to manifest in your life today? And most important, why? It is always good if what you are trying to manifest is a benefit to yourself and to others as well. All right. Now that you've set your intent, remember, you're going to be stopping in a time and space as the tunnel transcends time, space, and can go anywhere, that you have achieved this intention or this goal that you have set in mind. So at the count of three, step into the tunnel with your guide. One, two, three. And just allow yourself to flow through the tunnel, being guided, and know that your intuition, your higher self, knows exactly where to go. And as you flow through the tunnel and you move faster and faster, realize you're getting closer and closer to accomplishing your intent, your goal, your desire. And you begin to slow down, and on your left, which indicates the future, to the right is your past. Your guide has stopped, and in the clouds, you see like an arch. It is through this arch that you are going to meet your future self, who is extremely successful at accomplishing the intent. So at the count of three, cross in through the arch and meet your counterpart, your twin self. One, two, three. Now take a moment and talk to your higher self or your twin self exactly what it is. What does it feel like to have accomplished? What do you need to do right here, right now, to manifest this reality? Take a moment to communicate, to connect to your alternate self. Now, you visualize the blueprint of your alternate self. And as you visualize a blueprint that they are wearing, a success of all, of accomplishing the intent or the goal, you make a copy of that print, and your alternate self takes that blueprint from itself and transfers it over to you, and you put it on like a rubber suit, perfectly fitting in, changing your energy vibration so that you are in attunement, you are in perfect vibration, in perfect harmony to now obtain your intent, your goal, your desire. You have the vibration necessary to accomplish that. If you understand that vibration is the way to attract all that we need into our lives, you have the confidence, you have the skill level, you just need the time and practice to put it into action. And you put the suit on, the blueprint, your new blueprint, which overimposes on your body and becomes who you are right now. And all the knowledge, all the skills are transferred from your future self, your ultimate successful self in this arena, to you. You now have the expertise, the knowledge, the understanding, the belief, the trust, and the knowing that this is yours, that you can manifest, and that you can use this technique to come back and repeat and ask questions and revisit your alternate self through this intent. Take a moment and ask your alternate self, what gift your alternate self can give you to bring back as a keepsake from this experience. It's something that you bring with at energy level. It can be a reminder, an honorary recognition. It can even be a monetary recognition. The decision is yours. Take a moment now, and we step back into the arch, into the tunnel, through the arch into the tunnel. Recognize the new vibration within you. Recognize the confidence, the trust, the knowing, the understanding that your intent is a reality, that you are successful at accomplishing this outcome for your good and the good of all those around you, to your benefit and to the benefit of all those around you. You are a much better person. have greater understanding, greater compassion, greater knowing. And this is so. Now you are back through the tunnel, coming back to the here and now. At the count of three, you will be back to sitting down with your feet flat on the floor, hands on your lap, and at the count of five, you will open your eyes. Be wide awake, feeling fine and perfect health, feeling better and better than before, feeling as if you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, healthy sleep. One, two, coming up slowly now, three. At the count of three, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better and better than before, feeling as if you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, healthy sleep. Four, five, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and perfect harmony, perfect balance, perfect health, feeling as if you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, healthy sleep. And this is so. Feel yourself confident, knowledgeable, experienced, skilled with the intent you had in mind. And this is so. All you need to do now is take action and take time and practice what you are learning. And you'll be surprised at how ideas come into mind to help you accomplish your goal. It will then depend on you to take action to do what you feel needs to be done to accomplish this intent, this goal, this desire. And this is so. Now that we've finished the exercise, know that you can use this exercise to accomplish or achieve any goal. However, what would be extremely helpful and not only very motivational, but also will help you to develop more faith and trust in this technique, is that you practice each this intent, this goal, this desire throughout a week, 2 weeks, a month, until you feel more and more comfortable with your intent, until you can visualize it, feel it. And you can do this first thing in the morning upon awakening. Sit yourself up in bed and do it. You can also do it at night, right before you go to bed. Sit yourself up in bed and just set the intent and do this exercise. And you will find yourself repeating, revitalizing this desire and this intent and this goal. So this way, you will find yourself achieving results. And as you achieve results, you can now go on to another intent, another goal, or another desire. Each time when you achieve results, you will recognize, believe, and know that this technique is true and it can help you to achieve anything your heart desires. Through faith, through emotion, through belief, you can accomplish anything you set your mind into, and that's our goal with New Consciousness, New World. Join us next week for our next show, and we will continue with these topics of 2012. And also, most important, through techniques that you can apply in your daily life. We may not have a meditation every week. However, we will definitely discuss a topic. And if you have questions, again, please visit our website by going to Research CIA Community Consciousness Blog and provide any feedback, input, or questions, or any topic that you would like us to discuss on air. We would be happy to comply. Remember, this program is about you. Our goal is to help you achieve, to connect, to accomplish, and manifest results that you desire, and thus become a more confident, more compassionate individual towards yourself and towards others. I hope to see you again next week, same time, same location. Have a great week, and utilize the technique daily to achieve more results. Remember, one time a day meditation is good, twice a day is good, and three times a day is very good. For optimum results, three times a day helps you to bring your intent into focus. The second time a day helps you retain that focus, and the third time a day, review the actions to achieve that intent, goal, or dream. Godspeed, and I will talk to you next week.